True, the mystery of our resurrection may be above the ordinary operation of known law. Yet there is not a doubt in my mind that if we would rise high enough in our investigation, we would find that the tomb opened on that first Easter morning as easily and naturally as the green casement of the Easter lily opens to give us its beauty and fragrance. If we knew, I think, Christ rose from the dead as quietly and as naturally as the sunlight comes slipping over the horizon this morning. His resurrection is not necessarily a break from the natural law, but the fulfillment of the spiritual law. The still small voice this morning whispers to nature, and the quiet, and she quietly responds, and our world passes from wintry death into springtime life. Without the resurrection, life would be unnatural, incomplete, and meaningless. One of the persistent characteristics of religious thinking is the tendency to transfer the great events of religious experience to some far-off future. True, the scriptures give us many illuminating hopes for the future, but they place no less emphasis upon the character in the making. Jesus said, "I came that ye might have life, and that ye might have it more abundantly." Paul says, "You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin." The time and place for us to enter immortality is not in some far-off distant future, but now. The immortality Jesus taught and demonstrated is not a mere matter of duration. I have heard this statement from some source: God is an everlasting mercy of outgoing love, and if we want to survive, we must get such a faith and make it infectious. As the world stands today, it is a vast field for the sincere operation of such a faith, and if we are to bring life and immortality to light, it must be through the inspiration and life-giving power of such a gospel. The mighty Colorado River, as it winds its way to the ocean, is a parable of life. With our present knowledge of engineering technique, it does not take an expert to see the potentialities and power and for service. The river, with its canyon, is as God made it. It now remains for man to cooperate with the laws of God to turn these potentialities for progress into realities. Such is the life of man. He had nothing to do with his being here, but God has endowed him with great possibilities and has honored him with an invitation to become a partner with him in determining what his life and destiny shall be. It was intended that man should live by an inward principle called the kingdom of heaven. And he says, "The kingdom of heaven is within you." Thus we have the voice of God within. And it is this still small voice speaking to you this morning, saying, "In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." He arose and rebuked the storm, and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, And there was a great calm. And he said unto his disciples, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? In this restless and doubting world, if any belief can be described as natural to man, it is that of immortality. In every part of the scriptures, we have this assurance, man was not made to die. Our Creator placed eternity within the human heart, and men cry out for life that has no end. If God has not provided satisfaction for this, the deepest of all desires, then life is but a mockery. Jesus is the final answer to life's greatest riddle, which is, if a man die, shall he live again? I love the American translation of Matthew 28:9. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus himself met them and said, Good morning. Christ is not only the image of the invisible God, but he is also the pattern of the perfect man. In him is life, and the life is the light of men. Because I live, ye shall live also. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. This is his final word of assurance to the peoples of the earth. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them to me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. As we look down into the depths of this canyon this morning, Bright Angel Trail, as it winds its way upward from the bottom of this stupendous gorge, becomes the path of life. And we are reminded of David's immortal psalm, Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. As the rising sun gives such glorious promise of a new day, so the word of God, the lamp unto our feet, and the light unto our path, gives just as sure promise of another life where earthly shadows have passed away.
Breathe through the heat of our desire thy coolness and thy balm. Let sense be dumb, let flesh retire, speak through the earthquake, wind, and fire. O still small voice of calm.
Our Father, our hearts have been warmed and inspired as we have gathered here to worship thee. We thank thee for the common bond that cements the hearts of those who believe in Christ in a close-knit fellowship. We thank thee for the missionary purpose that sends men and women to the ends of the earth to win men to a risen Christ. Bless all those who strive in this cause today, and as we have witnessed for thee this morning hour, so may those who follow thee take up the torch and proclaim the good news. And now we pray thee, dismiss us with thy blessing. Amen.
Lord, hear our prayer this Easter morn. Grant that we too might be reborn.
began the unrivaled majesty of the Shrine of the Ages, the Grand Canyon of Arizona, has lifted our Easter meditations to the convincing reality of life eternal. The special Easter message was presented by the Reverend T.M. Pyle, pastor of the Community Church at Buckeye, Arizona. The prayers were given by the Reverend Kenneth Porey, resident minister at Grand Canyon. The description of the sunrise was presented by Howard Pyle, co-founder and producer of these annual Grand Canyon broadcasts, and now governor of the state of Arizona. The music has been that of the 50-voice Shrine of the Ages choir from Arizona State College Flagstaff, directed by Dr. Eldon A. Ardrey.
Oh, praise ye the name of the Lord. Oh, praise it, ye servants of the Lord.
The 17th annual Easter sunrise service, broadcast directly from the incomparable sublimity of the Grand Canyon of Arizona, has been presented by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations as a public service at this Eastertide. Production was in charge of KTAR Phoenix, cooperating with the National Park Service. This Grand Canyon Easter sunrise service has been made available overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio and to Canada through the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Ron Lochner speaking from the Shrine of the Ages, Grand Canyon, Arizona.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.